if you'll marinate it for just a little bit and then cook it till it's just a little pink in the center, when and let it rest. When it's done, when it you're ready to cut it, it'll be well done. My husband likes them that way, and that's how I figured out how to cook his steak. Yeah, it's the residual heat from the steak will continue to cook it until it's well done.
Okay, gotcha.
You cook it to where it's just a little pink inside, and then let it rest for about 5 minutes. It'll be perfect.
What you do is you get your barbecue up fairly hot, probably 300, 350, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Sear them, and then turn your heat down to, 220, between 200 and 220. It's hard to do when it's hot outside, but
yeah,
pretty much lowest setting. And then you turn them a lot of times, and you always put your sauce on the side that's up, and you'll turn them about every, on a thicker steak, you could turn them every, 5 minutes. On a thinner steak, even faster than that.
Wow.
2.5 minutes. You just stand right there and continually turn them, especially when it's hot, because that heat's going to stay in there, close it. The more you turn it and the more you baste it, well done is just gray all the way through. There's no pink in it anymore. It doesn't necessarily need to be burnt on the outside, juicy in the middle type thing, just no pink. So the more you turn it on a low heat, they'll take, they shouldn't take too long, 35 minutes. You should have a well-done steak that's juicy.
Most important thing is cook with a meat thermometer. Don't worry about what the color looks like inside. Worry about the temperature that you get it inside and realize the temperature is going to raise a little bit too once you get it off the grill.